how were kilograms measured before this formula came in?
Fascinating question, and it's a really interesting answer. It was they're measured by a weight. It's a platinum titanium block, basically, just a little cylinder that weighs exactly 1 kilogram. Now, the reason it weighs exactly 1 kilogram is because they defined it to weigh exactly 1 kilogram. And the problem with that is that it actually changes. So it depends on where we are around the sun or where the moon is or the tides or even, you know, other small factors that can actually change the value of that kilogram. So previously it was a thing, an artifact, a physical object, but now it's no longer that.
Wow, I didn't know that it could change. That's really interesting. Yeah,
it absolutely. And maybe it loses weight because of, you know, fundamental particles like electrons and protons just fall off it, for example, or little dust particles that are too small to see land on it. So it changes, and we can measure that change. And that's a problem in science, because if you have a thing that's exactly 1 kilogram, but that changes, measurement is then uncertain.
Wow.
And that's the problem, yeah.
Okay, so the new way of defining a kilogram is this very, very complicated equation. Am I correct?
It's actually not that complicated.
Okay.
The basic science behind it is not that complicated. The complication comes from the precision that we're trying to do. It's literally just a scale, not like a bathroom scale, like you mentioned before, but like a scale that they used to use at the post office. You put one thing that you don't know on a pan on one side of the scale and another thing that you do know on the other pan, and when they're balanced, that means you've got the right, you know, the right value. That's literally what it is. It's called a watt balance. Watt as in, you know, W-A-T-T, the power, electrical power.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they've renamed that. It's called a Kibble balance now. It doesn't matter. It's just a name. But it's a watt balance which measures electrical current and forces from electrical current against a known quantity. And in this case, that's the thing called Planck's constant. We give it the value, the letter H, and it's now fixed to a certain value that we're all happy with, with an extreme amount of precision, so that now anyone can measure that value for the mass. You don't have to have one of these mass blocks anymore, which can change depending on the gravitational, you know, etc. But now anyone with, you know, with simple equipment can measure mass.
Wow, this is so fantastic. I think this is like disseminating the information as well. I think it was really, it really baffled me that we had one kind of piece of equipment that we were measuring a kilo by. We were this one cylinder.
Yes, well, all of the 7 base units, every measurement we make is based on 7 base units. And they all used to be physical objects. Like, there used to be a meter, and there used to be, you know, a clock that ticked the second. There used to be, you know, all of these things. But now mass is the only one, up until, you know, they voted on it a couple of days ago, mass was the only one that was left. That's a physical object. Now, everything that we measure will be based on physical, fundamental, unchanging constants.
Wow.
That anyone can have access to, and anyone, not in the world, but, you know, in the universe, can measure, because they're based on physical constants.
Now, you mentioned that they voted on. Who is they? Who got to vote on this change?
So that's a great question. They is a group of people from the International Bureau of Weights and Measures. This is a huge group of people. Around 60 countries are signatories to what's called the Treaty of the Meter. Now, this is a document that was signed many years ago, where all the countries that signed it said, yes, we are a metric country. Australia is one of those. So our chief metrologist, who is the metrologist, is the science of measurement. So our chief metrologist went over to France and voted, as did 60 other representatives from 60 other countries.
Wow. So the United...
And believe it or not, no, America is a signatory of the Treaty of the Meter.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So they signed the piece of paper as well, saying, yes, we will be a metric country. And they are, because they signed it. They're just taking a long time to do it.
They just don't want to... They just aren't enacting. Okay, this is genuinely so interesting. But realistically, when I step on the scales, you know, next week or whenever I feel brave enough to, my weight's not really going to go up or down, is it?
No, the precision we're talking about is 7-8 decimal places beyond what we can measure with bathroom scales. Or, you know, you go to the shops and you measure a kilo of bananas. It's going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's not going to impact us in any way
well, that's
noticeable. But the way that it will impact us that not directly, but the way that it will impact us is with things like trade. You mentioned measuring very small things or measuring very big things. You know, we rely on measurement precision to be able to make decisions about trade, for example, or, you know, satellites or things like that. And science is a very precise fact. We want to know the answer to as much precision as we can.
Absolutely.
So we need to measure with more and more precision. And the more precise we get, the more we understand about the world that we live in. And that's the process. That's the point of science. And that's why we try to strive for the most precise measurements. And this is only going to make that easier.
So this is quite a significant shift then.
Really, it is. It is. Because not only are they changing the definition of mass, but to do that, they've had to fix a few constants, fix a few things that we previously were measuring related to the object that is now in France.
Wow.
So not only the Planck's constant, but another one called Boltzmann's constant, another one called temperature for Kelvin. We measure temperature in a thing called Kelvin. Also mole, which is amount of a substance. We're changing all of this because they all kind of relate to mass.
Well, I've got to say, I'm disappointed my bathroom scales aren't going to change, but this is still so interesting and so fascinating. It's obviously going to have some really cool ramifications in science as the years go on. Tom, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.